your favorite multiverse hopping, game system jumping, high production value actual play podcast is back. System Switch Season 2 is out right now in your universe. Bowler and Hicks have been transported into the science fiction world of scum and villainy. Follow our heroes as they try to break out of prison.
This is clearly a cell. I've seen a cell before. In any universe, this is a cell.
Fly through asteroid belts. Break into high-security government buildings.
Hey, you can't park there.
Excuse me, I'm from the library police.
And punch fascists.
That's always very cool.
Catch up on all of Season 1 now, or jump straight into Season 2 every Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. The multiverse is a strange place.
On last week's episode...
Cease your interference and join me in becoming.
I don't want to be coming.
I'd rather be going.
Spell or anything else if we fuck this up, yeah?
Thomas the Tank Engine is an allegory for the Russian proletariat.
Oh, shit.
No, it found a rock.
Step on me, Dino Daddy.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that I'm already arguing, just knowing what the fuck this cocksucker is about to do.
Magic.
No.
Oh, no.
I smell magic.
No!
This guy again? Monica's dead. You've killed Monica.
So, you are left in the wreckage of destroying a sentient being that was a portal at one point, and have saved the communities and the wildlife and so forth inside of the Verdant Vortex. The magic that had destroyed this patch of area didn't cause the area to grow back, so it's still just a desolate waste field. But after you have defeated that portal, and all of the energy around had been sucked back to destroy it, you all have now felt very lethargic because it has sucked a lot of the magical essence out of you as well. So you've all been hit with a level of exhaustion. So you can take a long rest if you want to try to get rid of it, or if you want to try to, you know, make your way to Ringsburg so you can, get to that book. You might want to continue on.
Is there a way that we could tell Tessa that we closed the portal?
Yeah, I can communicate.
I think it's important that they know.
Is it?
Well, maybe they don't have to do, like, rounds tonight where they have to, like, go look for the thing if we don't get back in time.
Well, we don't know how many of those things are still out there. It just means that more aren't coming. But there might still be... God knows what is still left in this place.
No, you don't think destroying the portal disintegrated all of the... fingerers or whatever?
No,
did
well...
Did you notice that? I can't remember.
It's hard to say, and it's different for each sort of place. Destroying a hole between realms. sometimes it sends everything back, or sometimes it just cuts those things back from getting back to where they came from. This was a whole thing, like a being. So maybe he did destroy everything, or maybe... Maybe we fucked something up really bad, which is just as likely.
I don't think so. I think we probably did the right thing in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's everyone doing, by the way? I still have all my spells, so I could go
I'm
all day.
I'm a little tired, if I'm being quite honest.
I'm pretty tired.
I could keep going. Just like...
What do you mean emotionally? What does that mean?
I can still do my thing, but I feel a little exhausted, if you will. But otherwise, I'm good. But if we do rest, I could do ascending. I could burn a spell to make sure everything's okay over there, or give them some news.
I mean, I'm fine. I can keep going. But if you guys want to stop, we can stop. You want to put it to a vote or what?
Well, I mean, it sounds like it'll be a split vote either way.
I'm voting present.
So it won't be. I say we keep going.
Sure.
Yeah. Somebody's got to be ready to pick me back up if I fall down.
Well, yeah, let's just try not to get into any trouble.
Oh, yeah, you are bleeding. here. Come here. I don't have any of my inherent stuff, but I got spells. I got spells. I can cast a spell.
Oh yeah, I can help people if you're hurt.
Yeah. Let me hit you with a cure wounds, a spell I definitely have.
Sounds like something you'd have.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't? That doesn't seem right. Why wouldn't I have that?
Okay.
I've cast cure wounds before, haven't I?
You cast something that healed us, yeah.
Lay on hands.
I don't know that you've ever had cure wounds.
No, I think I did early on, and then I was like, I have so many lay on hands. Why would I bother holding? I probably swapped it out for something else.
Probably.
Okay, well.
Is that how your magic works? You just, like, swap it?
If I'm not getting use of something, I might study up on something else. But not regularly. No, God, no. Oh, you know, I do have a prayer of healing, though. Is everyone down hit points?
I'm not really.
Giddy?
If I had to put a numerical value on it, I'm only down by 10.
Sure.
I can just healing word. I have the ability.
Healing word is nothing, though. Like, Giddy looks... Shelly looks like shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. Sling word is a pretty good phrase. I like that.
Sling word? What?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I was just saying that, what? Like Shane said, like, if I can, I can just sling word and be...
No, healing word.
No, yeah. Healing word.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they said I could just sling word.
I'll sling some words. I'll just sling some words at you.
Yeah, I'll hang word some now. Words. I'll dangle some words.
It's better than nothing. Depends on how valuable your prayer is.
I mean, it's a mid-level spell for me, and I have all of my spells.
Well, sure.
But it'll take 10 minutes. Does that matter to anyone?
Well, if we could take a short rest, if anyone is helped by that.
No one needs any help. Hit points. Do you get sorcery points back, Shelly, in a short rest?
Nope, just a long rest.
Mm.
Yeah, and I don't think I will be any less tired if we take a short rest.
I get my inspirations back, but I still have some, so I'm okay.
I mean, should we take 10 minutes or should we just go to sleep since everyone's so fucking exhausted?
There we go.
I just feel like I would probably have disadvantage on a lot of things.
Why don't we travel a little bit?
And then if we run into trouble, then we're fucked.
What time is it, Prox? Like, how long have we been out?
Right, like, it's not very late, right?
No, it's like midday.
Yeah.
Right.
You left in the morning and then you traveled through part of the Verdant Vortex. You ran into the
Chisler.
Wisecracker.
Right, the Chisler.
Mm-hmm. And you were able to convince them to just take you to the portal, skipping through all of my mazes that I originally had.
You're right. It did take us a very short amount of time.
Indeed.
So, and just give me 10 minutes, and I'll top everyone off.
Give me a little sloppy toppy.
10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll give you a little sloppy. Yeah, I'm really good at what I do. So let me just start praying.
Yes, please get down on your knees.
Uh-huh.
I do actually. Uh-huh. Sorry, but I have my shield up in front of my face. Don't look at me while I'm doing this.
That's fair.
1 hour later.
All right. Do we know which direction we need to go?
Well, you've done your toppy.
And I helped.
So there's three events that will either get you further into the jungle or get you out. They're going to be based off survival. However, if someone wants to burn an inspiration, I will count that as an instant auto win for one, where you don't have to deal with any events and you just can continue through.
I don't have any inspiration.
I am uninspired as well.
Couldn't be me.
I mean, I have marked here that I have an inspiration, but God knows how long ago this was from. Surely that can't be. That, yeah, that's got to be stale inspiration, right?
It's up to you. Do you want to use it or do you want to save it for another time?
I mean, I'll use it if you'll let me use it. I feel like I've had it for probably 10 sessions at this point because I never
think that the inspiration has a freshness date on it. I'll let you use it. That's cool.
All right. Yeah, I'll use it.
All right, cool. So now it's down to two.
Great.
So Whoever would like to do the survival, give me two rolls.
God. And we're all at, this is a,
it's all at disadvantage.
We're all at disadvantage.
Wait, do I have enhance ability for that?
Sure. Survival? Sure do.
Survival and
Owl's wisdom.
All right, Giddy, you get a straight roll on that. I'll give you Owl's wisdom.
Who? It definitely helped, and that's sarcasm. That is going to be 13.
For the first one?
Mm-hmm.
What about the second Something.
One? Am I doing it twice?
Yeah, you're the, yeah.
All right.
13 isn't bad.
No.
What about 6?
That is bad.
That is bad.
All right, so it was going to be a D6. Now it's going to be a D8.
Save it.
Go ahead, Giddy. Roll me the D8 twice. No same numbers.
Okay. All right, that is a 4 and a 7, which adds up to 11.
It does.
That's true.
Been practicing my math skills.
So you take a short coffee break, head back out into Burden Vortex. As you delve further and further in, you can feel the wind trying to push you towards the center of the jungle. Giddy, because you know that the wind is kind of pushing you in that direction, you convince the rest of the party to follow you to go against the wind and not let it kind of trick you into this circular catastrophe. As you are pushing even further and further in, you can see a figure running in the dense jungle.
Did you all see that?
I can't see shit. Oh, this fucking wind just make my eyes hurt.
Probably not, but maybe.
Someone is out here. Should I just call out to them, or do it just like let it go?
It's either the Jizzler again, or we let him mind his business. So
all right, so we just move.
We can make perceptions if you want.
Perceptions
at a disadvantage.
I rolled really well.
Yours is an at disadvantage anyway, Giddy, because you have fucking the enhance ability on, which is for all.
Oh, then that's a natural 20 for 25.
Did anybody else roll? Want their roll counted? Or
I rolled a 19.
Oh, sorry, I gotta roll my. Hold on, I gotta roll at a disadvantage though. Hold on.
If it's a single digit number, does that help?
No.
Hold on, let me do better.
Then no.
What does a natural one do?
No. The wind is blinding you, Haven. It is.
I literally just said that. My fucking eyes are watering. Right.
Your hair is.
My hair is all
in
my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So the hair in the face gets it, but the Jizzler doesn't.
Jizzler is really good. I'm trying really hard to fight against it, but
he was prepared for the Jizzler.
Oh, we all put up a fight against being jizzled. But it happens.
So, Giddy and Brash, you can notice that this figure that's running through the forest has their clothes partially torn, they are bleeding, they are scared.
Oh my god.
And it looks like their rabid movements look like they're just trying to find a good place to hide.
They look like they're in trouble, whoever they are.
Are you okay? It's all right, we're friendly.
Oh my god, careful. Oh.
You're just talking to them right away, okay?
Well, they're probably hurt.
Stay back.
Do we see...
Stay back.
Yeah. Do we see anything chasing or prowling?
Well, with a natural 20, I think Giddy can tell that there is something stalking them. You can't tell. It's not close enough for you to tell, but just from off of their movements, you can tell that it seems as if they're looking at almost every shadow, every corner, as if something's going to jump out.
You're all right. We're not going to hurt you.
Okay.
No promises.
All right. Look. You all just stay over there. And you know what? Actually, don't even stay there. Don't. You go that way. And they're going to point.
No, that's not the way that we're going.
Go that way.
Please. We're not going that way.
I'm going to go this way. You go that way.
That's the way that we're going, so... Do you hear something? What is it? What do you hear? This is good audio.
You're gonna watch them immediately dive underneath this like hole underneath a tree. They're just kind of crawled up in there. This human has just like balled themselves up and they're just like in the most uncomfortable position.
Oh, a human.
Can I?
You haven't seen me. You haven't seen me here.
Can I use a divine sense?
Yes.
To know the location of any celestial fiend undead within 60 feet?
Yeah.
What we got?
You don't feel anything. But give me an arcana roll.
Okay. At disadvantage.
Woo!
I don't know, guys. I think this is kind of fun. That's crazy. I rolled 2 2s. So that's going to be a total of 8.
Hmm.
Take that, disadvantage.
That's pretty good.
No, you can't tell if there's anything, but you do hear the sound of leaves beginning to rustle up in the trees, and something comes floating down. Someone you've met before.
The Jizzler.
Keep trying.
You know what? I wish that had been my name. Wisecracker has always been kind of a cliche, but Jizzler, now that's a name.
You can always change it.
I've just kind of been known as like my nom de plume now. I kind of make my thing off it. How are you all doing, by the way? How did the portal go? Did you work that all out?
Yeah, we definitely did.
Oh, good.
Good. Hey, are you attacking this person? I'm real scared of her.
Oh, you found him. Oh,
Jesus,
wonderful.
Brash.
Brash, I didn't know you were a rat.
I did.
No, I figured this person, this Jizzler would be able to find. I don't doubt that, but hang on.
Well, the wisecracker isn't going to listen to you. They're going to breeze on past, and you'll see them just kind of wave their hand over the human as they scream for help as you watch them.
No!
Become smaller and smaller until he can just pick them up and put them inside of a little box. Well, I'll just deal with you a little later.
What is that about?
Oh, well, they lost the game.
Oh, fun.
Oh, fuck you, Evan.
That wasn't even about
all
that.
Right.
You literally just
you
played a game.
You fucking millennial, chill out.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I lost the game.
Yeah, we get it. You're in your 30s, okay?
Well, you see, he had actually come because he was wanting me to do him a favor, and we played the game. He lost. And unfortunately, he ran. And so we'll be dealing with that later. I'm very sorry to have been bothering you, but thank you very, very much for finding them for me. I appreciate that very much.
Don't suppose you'd want to pass a boon our way for helping you with that.
Oh, you want to call in the favor now? Okay, sure. What kind of a boon do you want?
Haven, this is you. We didn't ask for this.
I'm not supposed to make deals with creatures like this. I shouldn't actually. I was just throwing it out there.
You know what? That's fine.
Well, now look what you got us in.
That's fine. If you want, just you have an IOU. Pass just a favorable accompaniment that we've created so far. So, again, you've got my card. So if you need something, you can just ask. Obviously not Haven. They seem to have an issue with, making deals. Great conversationalist.
That's what everyone says.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to continue on my merry way. I think I'm going to go and check out Orkholm next. That would be a good place to go, I think. All right, Jimmy, let's go.
Jimmy?
And you'll watch them spaghettify again and portal away.
Well, that was eventful.
Well, let me be clear. I did not point out where that guy was. I simply pointed out the fact that he was looking for something.
You literally said, this human over here, and, yeah, and pointed your thumb and everything.
That, no, I did not. Maybe unconsciously.
I watched you do it.
It was not intentional.
Yeah, Evan, who does that go to? Is that me or is that... damn it.
Sweet. 1 point for me.
I'm just saying. You maybe unconsciously, you snitched on that guy. You ratted that guy fully.
Well, the intention was, no one should be watching me right now. Go by my words.
Well, you have successfully ratted somebody out to a lesser deity, but you have gained favor, so, I mean, it's...
We fully could have just been like, hey, you want to take us to the fucking... to the guy? Right now, we could have done that.
I don't want to deal with him. I wasn't trying to give him anything.
What's wrong with him? Well, we have it already. We have the favor already. We may as well use it. I can't! if you want me to be able to keep casting magic and shit, well, I can't talk to that guy.
Then why don't we save it until, you know, we're still on our way. We're not in trouble yet.
We do have his card, and we can use it whenever we want, so.
That's true. Did we recognize the place where he said he was going? I didn't see.
Yeah, did we recognize the place he said he was going?
Orkholm.
It's not on my notes.
So no, that was a no. We did, okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll keep moving then. Do you think he would give me the sword? Never mind.
Don't even think about it.
Sorry.
You'll keep pushing through the forest, and we'll get another perception check from everybody.
Got it.
Straight for Gideon.
Oh, it's another natural 20, baby.
What the fuck? I have rolled 16. Another natural one.
I can see so much.
Haven's dice, not doing great today. All right.
All right, so Haven got a 1. Giddy got a nat 20. Brash?
16.
And for Shelly?
An 8.
So, Giddy, Brash, everything's fine. You don't notice anything. Haven, as you are continuing through, eyes blinded by the wind and your hair and everything.
I thought you were throwing up a little bit. That was scary.
No, that. Sorry, that's my hair in my mouth. Sorry. Go ahead.
You can swear that you can see something in the woods. Something shiny. Something expensive. Just underneath a bunch of leaves.
Hey. Hey, people with eyes. You see this? Over here?
Do we see it?
When they point it out to you, yes, you do see it.
Oh.
Wow, what a find.
Oh, look how shiny and expensive.
Seems like a weird place for that.
I mean, people lose stuff in the woods all the time,
right? That's true. Yeah.
From what you can see, that it's something that's covered with a bunch of leaves and branches, and it looks like it's kind of poking out of a mound.
Rustle, rustle, rustle. I start uncovering it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you head over to... Okay, you start uncovering it, and as you begin to uncover it, you can see that it is a scimitar. A very chrome, shiny scimitar with some very beautiful blue and black carved writing along the inside of the blade.
You're right, this is pretty.
And as you start to uncover more, Giddy, you notice that the blade is stuck inside of the mound, which you then are trying to dig out for the blade, and you notice that the mound is actually a rib cage.
Oh, bleh.
Does this look anything interesting, Haven? This is a good weapon?
It's a dead body.
One more roll of perceptions for everybody except for Giddy.
Oh, all right. Okay. I won't roll.
10.
I rolled 2 3s.
Hey, I got a 3.
What? At least it's not advantage.
3 3s.
Yeah, it's true. A 3.
3 3.
Okay. And now Haven.
DM, my AC is 21.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I know.
Let's be clear.
My AC is 35.
What does that mean?
I thought we were just shouting out numbers. I don't even know what AC stands for.
Well, I was talking to the DM.
Who?
Exactly. Get out of here.
Okay. Everybody, except for Giddy, athletics checks as well.
I'm about to be possessed by the spirit of the scimitar and kill you all.
I would love if any of these dice would roll higher than a 10, because even the higher of the two hasn't been over a 10.
5.
Oh.
Giddy got a 12. Not Giddy. Shelly got a 12.
I'm Giddy.
What the fuck?
Athletics, you said?
Yes.
16.
All right, let's go.
Plus 9 to athletics.
That works.
Oh, yeah. Athlete.
So, as soon as you go to investigate Haven and you get closer and looking at the scimitar sticking out of this ribcage, you are all jumped by a couple of creatures from up in the branches. Giddy, you are able to dodge out of the way because you kind of saw it coming before everybody else and didn't warn them.
I didn't see shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
Haven, you get hit and the creature tries to grab a hold of your armor and throw you, but you are too stalwart and it ends up just flipping yeah. itself over
Sounds right.
you after grabbing at you. The other two, for Shelly and Brash, you both get knocked prone as the creatures land on top of you. And you both can feel something You can feel them reach inside of your
chest?
Not chest.
Or clothes.
Your clothes.
What do you
shell?
Mean?
Oh.
Yeah. Wherever you keep stuff, you can feel them grab something out of there.
Do you like tuck stuff in your shell?
Vague.
Well, they've stolen something, is what I'm saying.
Hey, hey!
My nipples!
And now you can see that there are four.
My nipples.
I thought you said hip pills.
Seven.
Those aren't, that's not a thing.
Humanoid kangaroos. That have.
Yeah. Kangaroos are already humanoid.
they are actually quite. Are they jacked as hell?
Yeah, they're jacked.
Is this like Tank Girl?
Oh my god,
I hate that.
They're Australian.
Yeah, kind of. You know, they're not cyberpunky. They're more like ninja like though.
Okay.
But you know, these aren't just regular kangaroos. These are mangaroos.
Like mango colored kangaroos. Or man kangaroo.
No, like that. Like
man kangaroo.
Man kangaroo.
And they're gonna dash. They're gonna run off with the ship.
All in one direction?
How fast? How far?
They've got a run speed of 35.
All right, I go after them. I'm much faster than they are.
Oh, okay. Are you getting all of them, or should I? Do I need to rip the earth?
Yeah, I get. There were two of them that specifically took from Brash and Shelly, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of the whatever, eight of them that
four.
You just said?
Four.
Four of them? Oh, I felt like you counted much higher than that. Am I okay? Hold on.
Haven, have you checked all your stuff too?
Oh, with my perception of exactly zero? Yeah, let me get right on that. Are they headed in the same direction or are they bounding off in a...
They're splitting off in two separate directions.
I'll go after one group, you erupt Earth the other one.
Great. I'll go for the group that Giddy went for as well, since I don't want to get it fucking erupted. So yeah, we run.
Okay. Shelly, go ahead and do your erupting earth.
Dexterity saves from the mangaroos.
They're probably pretty dexterous.
Probably.
Not if they're man kangaroos. Less right. Dexterous.
One
than
got
normal kangaroos.
Five, and the other one got a 23.
Okay. The five gets bludgeoned.
To death. Oh, no.
Well, let's see. Hang on. Three. And the other one's going to take half damage, but... Well, that's, like, bullshit. 9 damage for the 5. 4 damage for the other one.
Oh, rip.
Yeah. Some bad...
I should have gone the other way.
Rotted right. Rolls from Shelly's dice. Jesus Christ. Who am I?
You're having an identity crisis.
Are all of us... is there a gas leak in here? Are we okay?
We're in a different place.
Well, jizz the season.
You can stop making that face, though.
One of these times is going to... it's going to happen.
I will say that with those rolls, Shelly, you were able to stop the mangaroos and take their damage, but they were able to deftly dodge around it. Giddy, you... make your run chasing after them. Haven, you're I'm guessing you're having to dash too.
Yes, I am going to dash. I am also going to are either one of these twos fuck.
Either one of them.
Use two.
Either
leak.
One of these. I think
we're
I do
all
feel like
one of losing
two.
It.
One of right? Two. There is a gas leak. I'm pretty sure. Are either one of these guys the ones that stole from either Brash or Shelly?
One of them is, yes.
Great. That one I am going to use my bonus action to use Compelled Duel. So make a wisdom saving throw, please.
Okay, that is a 10.
So they are compelled to me to fight me this instant.
All right.
So it stops running and it turns around and comes
back
at me.
They put their big ass dukes up?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
One of them turns right back around and comes right at you. Let's go ahead and let's roll initiative.
Let's go. This is an ability check, so it is a disadvantage, but you do have a +4 to it.
14 for Giddy.
Fuck. Oh, Jesus. Okay, great. So that's a dirty 20 for me.
Dirty 20 for Shelly.
23.
Dang.
All right. Brash, you go first. We've got these two mangaroos that are looking at you. One of them looks like they have like a bunch of ripped up ninja gear. And just like a headband tied around their head with some like weird metal plate on it. And the other one looks like they have just kind of like a weird sailor's outfit red boots, and they have, for some reason, like, not a mohawk, business in front party.
Mullet.
A mullet?
Thank you. Yes, a mullet. A yellow mullet.
I don't understand what reference you're making.
What would you like to do, Brash?
The mullet part?
I assume that these are the... I just assume there's four of them with wearing different colors. This is, these are the mutant ninja turtles. But it's kangaroos is what I choose to believe. I don't care whether that's true or not.
I like that. Okay. Two going each way. Who is on my thief?
Haven.
I am?
Haven is.
That's the one that's dueling you?
Yes, so don't fuck with that one.
Okay, then I don't have to worry about that. I guess I'll...
By the way, you guys are like 40 feet apart from each other.
Yeah, because they ran in different directions. Noted.
Yep. Okay, I'm just going to... Let's just cut to the chase here. I'm going to pick the two that are not being dealt with. Haven, because I feel like you can take that fight. And I'm going to point to those two and cast Synaptic Static on them because...
Oh my God.
Please don't steal shit from us. So they must make an intelligence saving throw.
I got a 17.
For roll for each of them.
Oh. I got a 16.
One passes, one fails. So one takes 23 psychic damage, the other takes 11, and then the one that failed has muddled thoughts for a minute. So during that time, it rolls a d6 and subtracts that number rolled from all its attack rolls and ability checks. And constitution saving throws, it has to maintain concentration. It can make an intelligence saving throw at the end of each turn to try and end the muddle.
What does it look like when you do this? Like, what happens?
So this one is synaptic static. It just feels like everything's overwhelming in my brain, and it's just like a freaking beautiful, sparkly laser beam that cuts through. Like, it's not physical, but it sure seems like it, and just straight into the ground and blows up around them. One of them gets caught in it and just mind blown by it.
Mind blown.
And then bonus action, I'm tossing a bardic inspiration to Haven to get my shit back. D10 now, I think.
Whoa. Well.
Yeah, so you got a D10.
And okay. Doing that, now it's Haven's turn.
This fucker's coming to me.
Yeah, though you can see the one that's coming at you actually has a lot of like plate armor on. Seems very
great.
Heavy, and it's just bull rushing you.
Great. I activate my shield. It floats up. It lights. And I do a brief salute with my sword before I just run in like fucking Braveheart into a slash here. Oh, so this is going to be two attacks. One of those is going to be a gazillion. 27 to hit.
Yep.
And the other is going to be a natural 20.
Well, that's 20. Double damage.
It sure is. So the first one, I'm just going to do standard damage on. So that is going to be a single D10 and a 10. Okay, well, at least I'm rolling well on this. So that's going to be 16 damage on the first hit.
Mm-hmm.
And how does it look now? Like, did that shake it pretty severely, or did it?
Yes.
Or did that like do?
When you hit it with your sword, you could see the metal begin to crack and bend. It seems as if the metal is actually not that strong. It's kind of brittle, old.
Gotta invest. Okay, and then the second one, I'm going to put a divine smite into. So I'm gonna make that a level 2 divine smite. So seeing their armor give way, embarrassing, frankly. So I will lean even harder into that exact same spot, and I will put all of my will into this one. So that is going to be a D10 plus 3 D8. I don't suppose these guys are undead or fiends.
No,
huh?
But is this with the nat 20?
It sure is.
Foxes, all this is doubled.
This is a mangaroo.
Mangaroo.
Listen, you never know what is a fiend or not. Okay, sometimes things are fiends. All right, and that's okay.
What happens if it was a fiend undead or...
Just an extra D8 worth of damage with Divine Smite.
Roll an extra D8.
Okay.
Overkill.
Sure. Finish him. Yeah, you're gonna... Yeah, that's bad. That's so bad for them. Okay, so that's six. That's what? Two... doubled. So that's going to be 64 plus six. So that's going to be 70 points of damage.
This.
My God.
This smite smashes through this armor, and you watch as the armor just explodes. Just the front half of it just shatters, going into a billion pieces and just evaporating. And you watch the armor drop to its knees, the whole front of it just completely smashed in. And you can see that inside the armor is this drawn-in crest, like a tattoo or something, as it then falls over. Completely empty, the armor was.
Huh. You could just give us back our stuff, or I will explode the rest of you.
Well, I think next up is Shelly.
So, the other ones, the other mangoes, I'm just going to shoot a lightning bolt over there.
Does that hit both of them, or is that
it's a straight line, so.
Okay.
Let's say they like going in front of each other. I don't know.
Two mangoes just getting absolutely beat to death with bludgeoning damage, and the other two just getting fucking shocked.
Yeah.
Both mentally and physically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Horrible way to die for all of these men.
Well, it makes you think twice about picking pockets and wherever else you reach your hands into. It's a dex save.
So that was a 14 and a 16.
Ah, they both meet, but it's still half damage. So it's 21 and half, 10 lightning damage.
Okay. So with the ninja one, you shoot your lightning bolt. As the energy crackles out of your body from your shell, it fires out, and you watch as the bolt goes to hit the ninja one, and it hits right off of them, begins to shock them. The other one bounces off, and you can see it just slam and dissipate, causing a big scorch mark in the sailor outfit, leaving their chest bare. You can see they're just fucking ripped.
Ah, man.
You can see now that, like, underneath it was a gi, an orange gi.
Yeah.
And the other one that you had originally hit, you now look over and you can see that you never even hit them at all. It was just a log of wood.
A log of wood? Wait, but that was a mango roux before. And now it's just a log of wood.
So was this armor. This armor had something in it previously.
Now it is Giddy's turn. Giddy?
I'm just going to grapple this one.
All right.
It is a strength check.
Mm-hmm.
That is 17. So.
Oh, you got it.
What are you doing? Don't fight me.
They just, like, scream at you in this weird language that's trying to let go.
Oh, loud. So loud.
It's now the mangaroo's turn. One of them's dead. The one that Giddy, you were able to grab, it is going to attack you and try to break free. So let's see here for its attack. It got a nat 20.
Sure.
For 23. But you have that armor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no double damage.
What are they attacking me with?
So they are going to jump up and they're going to...
They can't jump up. Like, they have to break free.
Yeah. You holding onto them is kind of like a brace and they're going to just jump kick you in the chest.
Is this there's a muddled one over there too, remember? One of them.
That would be, I guess it'd be this one. So what do they have to do for that one?
Subtract a d6 from all attack rolls and ability checks.
Oh, well then, if that's the case, well, they got a nat 20 with that one, so then subtract it'd be 19.
D6. Right, which still hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is still basically the same.
So, 11 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh!
And they're going to try to escape, but they get to use their dexterity to your strength to try to break free.
Sure.
They also have to remove a d6.
Yeah, every time.
Nope, that's not good then. Okay, I got a 1 for that, but it's an 8.
22, so.
All right, it's not able to let go, so it just tries to break out by kicking you in the chest, but you're able to hold on as you just can feel your chest take the impact and just...
Oh, that would really hurt. You knocked the wind out of me, but you have to learn your lesson.
For Brash, you're going to suddenly see a flash of light as something comes screaming out from the trees. Are you fucking kidding me?
An 8?
A nat 1.
Oh.
Oh no.
You can see that ninja that Shelly had tried to hit come jumping down from the trees with like a kunai in its hand as it comes slashing down. And as it does, you're able to just step out of the way because as you were looking for them, and they just face plant into the ground. Taking
stupid
15 points of damage. Fuck me.
Oh my God. Are you all right?
It is knocked out cold. And then the other one, which had gotten hit by Shelly, you can watch as it starts to just scream in anger, chattering at you for something, and you can see this aura start to go around it as it starts to cast a spell, and it fires out Sunbeam at you.
Oh.
Counter spell.
Who is counter spell?
I do. Is it higher than a third level spell?
Sunbeam is a 6th level spell.
Okay, so I have to roll for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can see it just kind of start to pulsate this ball of yellow inside of its hands as it starts.
Well, sorry, Shelly, that's a natural one.
What are you rolling today?
Oh, yeah, I'll counters.
Yeah, you also counterspell. Just three of us trying to cast counterspell at the same time. All of a sudden,
okay. Oh, boy.
Man. My first counterspell.
That would have been so cool.
I know.
It's kind of...
That's a special ability from my paladin oath.
Hell yeah.
No other paladin has to counterspell.
An 18?
Oh, yeah, that'll do. It had to be a 16.
Yeah, so it goes to cast that spell, and it pushes its hands out, and you can just see a sputter of sparks as you cast your counterspell. And it keeps trying to do it, and nothing comes out, and it just kind of looks at you sheepishly as it...
Can't go mangaroo-ishly.
That was me. I did that. That was
yeah,
me.
I can
see
tell.
That?
I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
As it pulls out of its pocket, like whatever it had hidden in the pocket of the gi, a feather token that Haven had, and just kind of sets it on the ground.
Oh.
And just kind of starts walking away. Slowly.
Now it goes.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought.
Beginning of the turn, Brash.
Okay, so we still have two.
Yeah, so what do we have left?
Yeah.
The armor there's nothing in it anymore. The guy who just sat down by the token and walked away.
The ninja.
The one held by Giddy.
Yeah, the one held by Giddy and the one that knocked itself out trying to attack Brash because it got a net fucking one.
Oh, so we just have the one that Giddy's holding. Unless you want to get the guy who just gave up.
Opportunity attack, go. No. Just the one guy being held.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no one else that...
Well, there's the one that's knocked out in front of you.
Knocked out. And one's dead.
One's
in armor.
One was... Okay, DM, I'm not wrong about the fact that that wasn't always just... That wasn't an enchanted armor from the beginning, right? We thought it was a mangaroo.
Yeah,
at
you
first,
thought it was,
right?
Yeah.
And then once I
fought
it... Because
it's shaped like a mangaroo, but it's just all in armor.
It didn't, like,
oh,
change.
Oh, I see.
Shape.
So, okay. So, dead enchanted armor, knocked out guy, one being held, one walking the fuck away right now.
I'm choosing... All four of these creatures, even the armor, just in case it's still alive. And I'm casting universal speech on them, and I'm saying, "Do what that one did. Drop our stuff and leave. This is your chance. Go now, right now."
Is that a persuasion check or anything? Or
no, it's just I'm just talking to them. They can just understand me now.
Yeah, the one that's completely knocked out doesn't do anything.
Understandable.
You can just see the one that was walking away just kind of grab them and start to pull them away and just kind of like take the bag that it had and just kind of throw it over there as they start dragging it back.
Great.
And Giddy, the one that you're holding, well, that one actually didn't steal anything, kind of just like reaches in and shows it didn't have anything because that was the one that
like the Monopoly empty pockets.
A fly comes out.
And I'll go to the unconscious one. So my next action, I can.
They're
loot.
Taking the unconscious one.
What?
The guy that's walking away is taking the unconscious one with it right
oh,
now.
Oh, okay.
Just
okay.
Let him do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I let go.
All right. As soon as you let go, they bounce back, kind of prepared for something, and then suddenly jump up into the trees and scamper off. You see the other one do that too with it, their partner slung around their shoulder.
Are they leaving the armor behind?
Yes.
What the fuck I'm looking at here? You said there was a like a glyph or something inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
On the inside or on the outside?
Inside.
On the inside?
Yeah.
Great.
Kind of like where the neck would be.
Sure.
Like can Full Metal Alchemist.
Since I fucked it up so bad, can I just sort of pull this open so I can look at it more?
I mean, you can see it. You completely smashed the whole front half of it.
Great. Great. Yeah, what am I looking at here? Can I do an arcana or something?
Yes, you can. Do you all want to check the bag that was tossed out as well?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep watch. I'm going to see if they keep coming back.
I'll check the bag.
Please check the bag.
Okay. Giddy, inside the bag, you find a Middleverse busking license.
Huh.
And...
Whoa.
Potion of Greater Healing.
Oh.
Okay.
As well as however much gold you had, Shelly.
Oh. All my money.
This is probably your bag, Shelly.
Haven, as you rip into the armor, you can find underneath it, there is this strange little cube that's like 3 inches around, and it has 6 sides to it. One of them has the symbol that kind of reminds you of the Middleverse.
Oh, your portal thing, Rash.
Yeah, yeah.
They took your portal thing.
Really,
here.
That was probably not a good thing for them to have.
Yeah, no, heads up. Take that.
careful.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's what they stole.
Oh, yeah. A pretty important thing. Great.
That would have been wild, though.
That would have been crazy. And an Arcana 17.
So, Haven, what you can tell from your time in fighting the Thiliad is that this is a curse that uses an undead soul to power or possess something.
Oh. Oh. Ugh. That, I don't like that at all. But you said that's an Ithalid technology?
No, you just know it from your time.
Okay.
Mainly because a lot of the necrotic stuff, like this is usually a necromancer type spell.
Yeah, a necromancer thing.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was with these guys?
Yeah, that was...
This was like a fairly high-level necromancer enchantment on this thing. And then they stole... one of those guys just stole a Featherfall token from me.
Maybe they took the armor, too.
I mean, people get up to pretty crazy stuff out in the woods, you know, when you're bored and you don't have, like, activities to pour your time into.
Might as well do some sorcery.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I mean, I don't know. It's pretty high level for them to be, like, just, like, petty thieves. Like, they clearly didn't know what they were stealing.
I suppose they probably bring stuff to someone else. That seems like pretty common, so they don't. That person doesn't have to get their hands dirty.
I don't know, it was just awful. I don't know, that was just incredibly, incredibly stupid.
Well, now a little more spent, I would say.
Sure.
Anyway, back to the scimitar.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Let me go look at the scimitar now.
I assumed that it wasn't real. I thought it evaporated with the bangaroos.
Yeah, is it still there?
It is still there, yes. You can, what is it? I think, Haven, from your type of experience from dealing with traps and Brash, I think you would also know this from your con work, that this was kind of set as a trap for them to descend upon you.
Yeah, it seemed pretty on display there.
Right, but is the scimitar worth anything, or is it just painted to look good?
I guess I would have to... You can give me a history check. I'm trying to think of what someone could use to determine a value.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm actually fairly good at history checks. Not with a natural one. What the fuck is going on?
Wow.
I gotta put these dice away.
Well, you could take it with you if you want.
This is crazy.
Check it out later.
No, but like, what if it's cursed? Like, those guys clearly didn't know what they were doing with magic stuff, you know?
You can always do an arcana. I would tell if there's magic on it.
I'll do an arcana, see if there's magic on it. Like a 10. Is it magic?
No. It's just a very ornate sword. Very, like, eye-catching.
It's shiny. It gets attention.
It's shiny. Rub some dirt on it or something. Cover it with some more leaves or some shit.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Or yeah, or you can take it if you want. But I don't have any use for it. I can't imagine that you do either.
I don't.
Yeah, then let's... You want a scimitar, Brash?
No.
Shelly?
You know, we could mess up their little trap.
I got nothing to do with that.
Just check it somewhere.
All right, you want to continue on, or...?
Yeah, we'll continue.
Do we want to continue? How are you guys feeling? Did anyone get hurt by them?
I did. I got kicked in the fucking chest.
I spent a few spells, so it's I'm a little less useful, but hit point-wise, I'm all right.
How are you doing, Shelly? You're low on spells, aren't you?
Yeah, I feel a little violated from the whole ordeal, but, you know.
Because you fought a log?
Well, you'll make your way out further into the burden vortex. Hopefully you're getting close to the edge, but we'll see.
I love edging.
On next week's episode.
No. Faster. We need to move faster.
We just a high five and a fist bump to each other.
Ow!
I think we should break up.
Cool.
Nico's attacking me.
Oh my god. Well, so much for being sweet.
Skylar, we're trying to get divorced over here.
What? What even did I do?
An arcade? Wait, what's an arcade? What does that mean?
Why would you show it to me if I can't have it?
What are you eating down there? Are you supposed to be eating it?
Jeff's place. Remember to get him a birthday gift. Did you remember to get them a birthday gift?
Can we calm down? We're making a business transaction. Jesus.
Party Fish Media.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.